Hello, I'm Dr. Bonin, an associate professor in biology at the Richard Stockton College of New Jersey, and you're listening to the podcast of Understanding Science and Evolution. Part 1, What is Science? Give me the scientist, always stuck on, always trying this. I try to live on science. Science itself seeks to pose answerable questions about the physical universe, but what properties distinguish science as a tool for understanding the natural world? First of all, repeatability is critical. Any results you obtain should be repeatable by others. If the tests and results we report cannot be repeated by others, we are not doing science. Second, we can't prove anything absolutely. We can only assess its probability. Now, something might have a high probability of being correct, but we can never be 100% certain scientifically. As scientists, we have to be willing to put up with some amount of uncertainty. Third, healthy skepticism is both necessary and encouraged. You should approach every scientific claim with skepticism and with an open mind. Now, we don't want to close our mind to all new ideas, even if some seem implausible at first, because this attitude may prevent us from making new discoveries. At the same time, we don't want to be so open-minded that our brains literally fall out of our heads, to paraphrase the late Carl Sagan. Healthy skepticism, combined with wonder and excitement, are important ingredients to doing science successfully. So, what constitutes evidence in science? Simply put, data, which, by the way, is a plural, datum being the singular of data. Can you tell that's one of my pet peeves? Often, data and the word facts are used interchangeably, but unfortunately, the word fact is often conflated with truth or certainty. Therefore, because science deals with probability and not certainty, it is always preferable to speak of data rather than the facts when discussing science. So, saying the data suggest is preferred over talking about the facts. This concludes part one of the podcast. Please stay tuned for part two, The Scientific Method. Support for this series came from a grant from the Center for Innovation in Teaching and Research at Western Illinois University. I would especially like to thank Dr. Ron Toth at Northern Illinois University for inspiring some of the content presented here. You can contact Dr. Bonin at his blog, The Evolving Paleontologist, MatthewBonin.wordpress.com.